What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This might get weird.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Oh, cheers, Grace Helbig.
Cheers, Memory Hard.
You're the first person I've seen besides Chip Morgan since the last time we saw each other.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to flip this camera up so I can see ourselves before.
Okay, yeah. You guys, if you don't know, we actually put this whole podcast on YouTube too. So if you're extra bored, listen to it.
Yeah.
And then like sit in your car and listen to it as if you were in traffic and then go inside and watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, because then you can actually see our efforts at social distancing. And when this all lifts and you're able to sit back at this table with me, it's going to be, I'll make room for you at this table.
Okay, thank you. I was scared that you were going to be like, you know what? I prefer this. Namri, if you could get 3 feet away and behind me, that'd be great.
I'd like to look at you like you're in the rearview window at all times.
You know what I enjoy about us still podcasting?
I hope at least one
thing. At least one thing. And putting it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Is that I had a reason to put on eyeliner today.
Not well. Yeah.
I put on eyeliner like I'm in an earthquake.
Yeah, same. I put it on like I've been on a trampoline at the same time.
See, I feel like you're really good at it.
Well, I was literally putting on this morning because I just ordered myself as a unnecessary gift to myself some Lady Gaga makeup, the house.
Ooh, House of Lab.
Yeah, House of Labs or Lab House or something like
which
that.
Which sounds a little redundant to me.
Yeah.
Is it a lab in a house? Is it a house
with
labs in it?
I can't tell if she's going towards like the Goop Lab or what's happening.
But also House of is very drag mother, right?
Yes.
I'm from the House of Gaga.
Yes. And also like fashion houses and things like that. I don't really know. But I got her liquid eyeliner, which as a quick review, great.
Do you have it on right now?
I have it on right now.
It looks fantastic.
Thank you. And it wasn't super, super high-end expensive. It was like $20. And the packaging's very nice. It feels very like real, doesn't look like...
Wow, you just almost hulked out.
I did, yeah. That's how the packaging is very... There's like a thick matte plastic that it comes in. I'm enjoying it very, very much. But putting it on this morning, I was literally just thinking to myself, like, oh, I don't know why I keep putting liquid eyeliner on, because every single time it's a gamble, and every single time I'm like, is today the day that suddenly I figure it out and I apply it perfectly on both eyes?
I can't. I did eyeliner, I think correctly, like 3 months ago. And I put it on my Instagram and I was truly like, I finally cracked the code.
Yeah.
Like, okay. One of my reoccurring dreams is flying. And whenever I do it in my dream, I'm like, I finally figured it out.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about eyeliner, but it never happens. I think I've got it perfect. Then I blink and then I've got the whole other frowny.
You do an accidental cut crease.
Is that what it's called?
The cut crease.
The artsy, yeah. Like second eyeliner?
Mm-hmm.
Accidental cut crease.
You started it.
Well, yeah. I think it looks great. I actually... I have this foundation I use, or like, I'll say tinted moisturizer, but I'm pretty sure it's foundation, that I got once at Sephora, and then going into there is an actual nightmare of mine.
Yes, I don't like it. That's why I like that system that I saw on Reddit of the different color shopping baskets that indicate whether you want help or do not want help.
Well, it's not even the helping. It's more just I can't think about how gross all the samples are there, especially now in the age of COVID.
Oh, boy.
Because like... people, I know I did once when I was young, go in there and basically without any makeup on and then like put makeup on via samples.
Oh, yeah. I smash my fingers into everything available.
Well, you again, hulking out.
Yeah.
But so I ordered it online and I remember I accidentally ordered a 2-pack and I was like, fuck, why did I do this? Found it yesterday and it was like... it was the ring. I was like, I have more makeup to look cute for no one.
Exactly. It's been very fun to dress up for yourself.
Yeah.
Really?
Truly.
And maybe take a photo that you'll post on Instagram at some point.
See, I found that I'm posting less.
Are you?
I'm going four or 5 days between posts.
Yeah.
I know this is riveting.
Guys, this is where we're at. Probably you all feel the same. I am the same way where I'm reminding myself, why don't you do a little something for the internet? Mm. Why don't you do a little song and dance for the internet right now?
A little something, something. I got a great package in the mail.
Okay. What'd you get?
Rachel Rogers.
Uh-huh.
Olin's lovely wife.
Yeah.
Heard me talk about how I had no toilet paper. Oh. She straight up just sent me rolls of toilet paper. Four rolls of toilet paper and some stickers and patches and a cute shirt.
That's amazing.
Isn't that the nicest?
That's so incredibly nice. I forgot to get the rolls of toilet paper that Nick dropped.
I had toilet paper for you.
It's okay because...
it's scented as fuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, your butthole is going to smell like a meadow.
I cannot wait. Oh, man. I can't wait for that.
Why do they scent it? Why do they scent tampons? Why do they scent toilet paper?
I don't mind the scented tampons.
For reals?
For reals. I guess.
Why?
I guess I'd never really thought about it.
Who's sniffing it?
It doesn't bother me.
You think your uterus would be offended by a non-scented?
Look,
whose nose is going up in there during the blood time?
You are worked up about this.
I don't understand why you would need a scent on a tampon.
It's like, for me, I think it's a nice aroma for the process.
Oh,
I think it's like if you have a clean bathroom, that's nice. But if you light a candle in the bathroom, that's even better. So it's like, I got a clean tampon, but a one with a scent. Why not?
I have a full...
But it's not like anyone's digging up there.
I have a full lie detector question for you.
Okay.
When you're putting in a scented tamp,
uh-huh.
Do you sniff it before you put it in?
No.
Do you give it a little, little baby whiff?
I'm breathing when I'm putting it in. So technically that is smelling.
Is there a go-to scent or are they all just floral? Like, can you get a more like woodsy scent?
To be fair, I've never really investigated this. I think I've always, or at least in the last few years, have always bought scented just unconsciously.
This is the most Jersey thing.
Yeah, no, it's like I put deodorant on and call it a shower. I put a scented tampon in
and call it a douche.
Like a pap smear.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's
wow.
But I did order, I'm excited for this scented toilet paper. Who knows what'll happen?
It's great.
But I'm not in dire straits for it right now because I forgot that I got real high and ordered RV toilet paper off of Amazon, which was available.
What is the difference?
It's
smaller?
No, same size. It's just it's so thin. It's like tissue paper you put in a gift bag for a birthday present.
Yeah.
It's so thin. It's like...
How thin is it?
It's Kate Moss 90s model era thin.
Ooh, you got some heroin chic wafy toilet paper.
It's got some edge to it. Like, it is so... doesn't care to give you a comfortable experience at all whatsoever because it knows it's getting your job done anyway.
Well, we had a minute there, I think I told you, with single ply Scott ones.
Yes.
And then Chip was like, my butthole hurts.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? Not for my man. We're switching to tissues and we've been using boxes of tissues ever since. I love it.
No, I think that's great because like I said, the portion control with the tissues, I think is a nice option.
I have another question about how you wipe yourself.
Yep. Yep. Go on. I'm an open book apparently.
Are you a wet wipe person?
I don't. Okay.
I don't do it.
I've tried it a few times. I'm not afraid to admit it.
But then you gotta air dry.
It's the most confusing thing.
I feel like a will baby.
Yeah, I do. I feel like I'm just like making fun of myself while I'm doing it.
Like I just like, oh, you're so dirty.
Oh, you dirty little baby girl. It's so gross, but it does feel
why would the wet I'm not letting anything dry down there.
I know I don't have Okay, so when we were out of toilet paper at first, we had all these wet wipes, and I was using them, and then I would just be like, you use it, and you just sit there, and you go, well, now what do I fucking
now
do?
Now you're just like a fresh counter, like a freshly wiped counter. You can't put anything on it for a few minutes.
Exactly, and then it's like, you get your underwear gets damp, and that's the worst feeling when you sit down.
No, I think it was it Whitney Cummings or maybe Sarah Silverman? I forget, but they were talking about how when you have to pee with a tampon in, and they're like, so now I'm just sitting on a wet noose.
Oh, it's the worst. I hate it. I wish there was a different way. It's the worst. I was however, when I was using the wet wipes and there was no toilet paper situation, I was putting on panty liners.
Oh, okay.
So that it would absorb.
Yeah. This is a whole system now.
And now I've become 75 years old. So I'm like, I'm using more paper products.
Yep. Like, at what point does it become easier for us to just get poised underwear and piss in our own pants? Yeah.
Like, I just do laundry every day. I have the time.
I'm like, oh God, like, sorry, no judgment. Like, hippie parents who have reusable diapers, like, power to you. But if I ever had a kid and I love this earth, I don't give a fuck if every diaper kills a penguin. I'm using real diapers.
That's the clip out of context.
The hot note.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. I don't. If I
first
get
10 minutes of just toilet talk.
Toilet talk. This is the most relatable thing that you guys need to hear about.
Let's face it, things in the universe are insane right now that sometimes you can't think about what am I going to make for dinner with the few ingredients that I have laying around. Well, don't worry, DoorDash can help you out by bringing you food fast, safely, and you can get exactly what you want. Plus, continuing to support restaurants in your community safely is so important right now. Everyone needs to help everyone out, and it just so happens that getting a delicious meal delivered right to your door is a way to help. Ordering is super easy. You open your DoorDash app, you choose what you want to eat, and your food will be safely left outside your door with new contactless delivery drop-off setting. And there's over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia. So you can support your local go-tos, you know, that old thing of chili fries that you're craving from up the street, or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, and my favorite, my Lord and Savior, the Cheesecake Factory. Now, if you want a deal and you want a meal, right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more and zero delivery fees for their first month. Holy crap. When you download the DoorDash app and enter code TMGW, that's $5 off your first order and zero delivery fees for a month. When you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code TMGW. Don't forget, that's code TMGW for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. Guys, I'm hungry. I'm gonna go order.
Also relatable. You see that Martha Stewart left a very drunk comment on Instagram?
I'm sorry. Is it screen grabbed on my laptop now to talk about? Yeah. Literally, it's the only screen grab for this episode.
I was like, I know Mamrie's gonna have seen this, but it's just so amazing. And I oh God, okay, I believe it's real, but
yeah, for you guys who aren't familiar with this, Martha Stewart, our Lord and Savior, follows lots of accounts, including the Best Little Hen House in Texas, which is just, you know, a place that raises chickens in Texas.
Yeah.
And they put a post up that says, like, it's great. You know, it's remarkable how fast chicks turn into chickens. We've had them less than 2 weeks, blah, 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 blah,
just
blah.
Just a photo of a bunch of chicks in a cage in their crate or whatever.
And with like the cute little light on that keeps
the
them
heat
warm.
Lamp. Yeah.
And Martha Stewart apparently had been drinking and looking up chicks, hot chicks. I can't even like read it. She says, M, as me sure you feed and water them daily and keep the heat is ass no BK in S, ND, when you finally come back to New York City, who is going to care for them? And then immediately underneath it says, Grace.
What a mess. I have been drinking and a cry face, smiley face. Oh, I mean, it's
so relatable.
I love that it's just it got posted and that her follow up, instead of deleting it, was just like, oh, my bad. I've been drinking. And that's why I think we have the freedom to talk about scented tampons so much.
Yes. If Martha can.
Everyone's going through it.
Drink and comment. I mean, I've definitely woken up day after and been like, what did I comment on that?
Oh boy. Yeah. The thing is, now that I'm like smoking more, when I'm high, I do not want to use my phone like at all. Like I don't, because it takes me way too long to figure out something to say, but I'll have 17,000 different thoughts before I get there. So it's just not worth my time.
Did you see, I posted on Instagram, I got really high last week.
Yes, I saw your photos on your TV.
Yes. Okay, so we have the Amazon Fire Stick, and when it cuts to, like, when you haven't been watching, it cuts to, like, beautiful landscape slideshow.
Yeah.
Like your parents have on their computer. Yeah, like fields of lavender and,
beautiful,
like, a gorge and all this stuff. But it just matches it with a question, a sample question of things you could ask Alexa. So it'll be like a picture of an insane waterfall, and it'll be like, Alexa, what temperature should pork be to be well done? Like, and I sat there and I was like, it felt like a modern art experiment. And I just watched the screensaver and took pictures of it for, I'm talking like 30 minutes being like, who are these people?
What's the next question going to be?
Who's at this gorgeous lake and asking what they should have for breakfast? Is it a recent divorcee?
Yeah. How does it pair this?
I think it's all random, but it's a really fun game. And what's
so
funny is I posted that on Instagram being like, don't get stoned and do this. And then I got an email from a marketing agency that reps Alexa and was like, would you like us to send you one? Thanks for the love. And I was like, what?
I feel like I've been getting all of these very random sketchy emails of everyone that's like, I have a heated mattress pad looking for paid promotion. And it's just like random emails that find my email address that like have no real substance to them.
Wait, is it like a sauna thing? Because I slid into a DMs and they were sold out.
No.
I was like, bitch, give me that. I did. One of those like lay in bed and sweat your dick off things.
Oh, no. This is like a mattress pad or something. It's just like a lot of, hey, everyone's desperate for everything.
Totally.
How can we get something?
One more celebrity Instagram thing.
Yeah.
I saw right before you walked in is, of course, we love the Britney Spears.
Yes.
You know, she's chronically going through it.
Yes.
But she posted like a quote of someone about accepting yourself and with a long ass with a long ass caption.
Uh-huh.
But then she said, loving yourself is the hardest thing to do, but you know what? Do it by posting whatever the heck I want. If I want to post a picture with the same outfit 3 times, I will do so and take note from Beyonce because I am flawless.
Wow.
But seriously, keep your mean comments to yourself. And I was like, good for you, Brit.
Yeah.
She does post the same photo 800 times.
Yes, she does.
But she's owning it.
It's definitely in the same photo series. It's a little bit of a different head tilt. Same red wall.
It's same
crop
on eyeliner. Top. Yeah. Let's take a bunch of photos.
Her makeup's got to be tattooed.
I think it's tattooed.
Okay, because it's the same smoky eye, smudgy black eyeliner, eyeshadow thing every single day.
It's exactly the same. And also,
and it's like when she's working out and all of that.
Right. And it's not running down her face,
right,
but it's smudgy. And then I feel like with so many comments being like, girl, get it together.
Yeah.
She would do like one fresh faced
photo.
That
a little bit less like I just woke up in my makeup from last night look.
Did I tell you my great aunt got permanent makeup?
Oh, yeah.
There was a minute there where her and my grandma, rest in peace, love her, Grandma Nett, they were living together. It was like Sisters Gone Wild in Panama City. It was insane.
I would watch that reality TV show in a heartbeat.
Literally, I went there to visit, and my aunt, who was in her 70s, was like, if you need to know what clubs to go to, you let me know. And then like a guy picked her up on a motorcycle. Not kidding.
Oh.
But my grandma, she convinced my grandma to get like eyebrow tattooing done. Uh-huh. And we're talking like this is the
like not microblading, like actual tattoos.
School. And then my grandma's eyebrows started growing in differently. And there's a minute there where she had almost 2 sets. It was subtle, but it was like, are you confused, mad, angry, curious?
Yeah.
We got double going on right here.
Oh, she would be a perfect person for like the FBI to question to try and read her facial cues.
Well, they were a tag team. I went there one time and what did Aunt Audrey say? She was just like, ma'am, I'm drunk and full of pills. Let's party.
That's like an aunt pinata.
Oh, the best.
That's my mom. I was talking to
her.
She's doing well. She is finding these gifs every day that she'll just send us this morning. She's included Elliot on the chain now.
Oh, perfect.
Just, you know, we're breaking ground into new territory. Mm-hmm. And she just sent, she was sending us like happy Easter, yada, yada. To all of you, by the way, happy Easter.
Yes, if you celebrate, hope it was good.
Right. And she's sending all these like funny little Easter eggs with little face masks.
Oh, she's sending memes. Moms, sorry.
She's sending moms, yeah. And then today she just sends this gif of a poodle on a chaise lounge with a phone just going, hello. That's it to me, my boyfriend, my brother,
just
and my brother's
hey.
Boyfriend. Just saying, hey, she's doing it. But she told me, I was talking to her for Easter, and she was like, oh, by the way, I was scrolling through Instagram because she listens to this, so mom, hi, and watches all of our live streams and all of that and is having a great time.
Aww.
And she was like, and I was going through it, and I saw a dog that looked like Goose. And I was like, that looks like, I know that dog. Why is that man with that dog? And then she realized it was me dressed as the Tiger King. She's like, I had no idea. I was like, why do I know that dog? Who's that man?
That is so funny.
Oh, she was a real sweetheart.
Oh my God. Parents, parents. A couple things with my parents. First of all, speaking of Easter.
How are they doing?
Okay, you're getting moms.
Yeah.
Mom memes.
Yeah.
Do any of your parents use Bitmoji?
No, they haven't. No.
My dad and stepmom use Bitmoji and it's out of control. Like I'll all of a sudden look down at my phone and be like, why do I have 15 texts from my parents? Fuck, is everything okay?
Oh no.
And then I open it and it's like my stepmom as the Easter bunny dabbing. That's literally a Bitmoji that was sent to me. I was like, I don't even know if she knows what dabbing is. But I was just like, this is too much.
But I love Bitmoji because it really gives you a glimpse into how a person thinks they look to the rest of the world.
That's true.
I love that. To be like, this is what you think you look like.
I've never made one before.
I think I've made one like really quickly before. But no, I haven't spent much time with Bitmoji.
Well, I'm getting lots of Bitmojis from that set of parents. And then on my mom's end, she had me download Scrabble Go.
Okay, Elliot and I just downloaded to play each other, so we're
on your phones.
So we're not playing on PlayStation anymore. We're playing on
you
our
just
phones.
Moved platforms.
Well, we didn't have PlayStation in the bedroom, so we downloaded Scrabble so we could sit in bed and play.
Holy shit! And I totally get it. Chip and I had a words with friends like two months where it was we would sit in like quiet solitude in our living room and just go back and forth. That's when I bought the Scrabble board. I was like, this is ridiculous.
I know. We both had to look at each other yesterday and just be like, we're both totally okay with this right now.
We let's vocalize it. Mm-hmm. But with my mom, I feel bad because I am kicking her ass. Like hard. And she's a very smart woman. She's an English teacher, all that. But I'm like, bitch, how do you not know to use that on a triple letter?
I know. QI is a word.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I've been killing her with that. But, like, seriously, also, I'll look at her letters and I'll rearrange them somewhere else in my brain and be like, it would have been triple the points.
We've been playing so much Scrabble. It's gotten to a point where Elliot was like, I think about words as I'm falling asleep of, like, what would be a fun word to make on the board.
Ooh, things have gotten real sexy.
Real spicy. But we were playing against Hannah and Ella the other night and our other friends, Sarah and Claudio. Claudio speaks Italian as his first language.
Oh, wow.
So playing
okay.
him always feels bad, but he always is so good. Like he's pretty good at it for Italian being his first language. But we played them and Elliot's been playing so much and he's so good now that he was like trouncing them. That's the word that Hannah uses when we win. Mm. She's like, this was a trouncing. But then Hannah just wrote on the message like when we signed off from the game. She was like, great game. We're all like, good night. That was fun. And then she was like, I'm still confused. I should be able to win this.
Oh, like, my God. That's the most Hannah shit ever. I'm going to get analytical about why I'm not defeating all of you.
I'm so confused. I should be able to win. But yeah, Scrabble's been the primo thing happening in our household. Yeah.
An absolute lifeline.
It's also, I'm now having to have moments of like, okay, we don't need to play Scrabble in between every free moment because now we're just conditioning that this is like our safe.
You got to make it a treat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, we are in quarantine when we're having to like divvy out Scrabble time as if it's drugs.
Exactly. That this is what we're addicted to and we need to like wean ourselves off a little bit here and there.
Guess what I'm on?
What?
I am on day 12 in a row of Spanish classes on my phone.
Duolingo?
Duolingo.
How's it going?
It's going really well. I mean, I think I could skip a grade, but I'm trying to do it well and be like, no, I really do need to try these pronouns, you know, like 500 times, even though I feel like I've done them a million, because I want to get good at it. I want to know Spanish.
I know you've inspired me. I really want to do that.
It's fun.
I also got to the point where I opened the Skillshare tab on my computer to look into Photoshop classes so I can like...
opening a tab is the first step.
It is the first step. And I've been sitting staring at the tab for 3 days. So
yeah, no, totally.
I will get there.
Oh, we're going to come out of this so smart.
But kudos. That's really awesome.
Thank you.
And speaking of classes, you know what I just heard? Because I was doing a video where I asked people to send me like what they've been up to. Uh-huh. This woman was like, I'm a kindergarten teacher trying to teach classes online now. They're teaching kindergarten. I know.
Can you imagine?
That's to all of you out there that are teachers and trying to do it online. God bless your beautiful souls.
Cannot.
That's fucking nuts to me.
How many kindergartners do you think just like stand up and show their butt?
How do you put them in timeout? How do you teach? How do you do anything with kindergartners on a computer?
Parents stay in the room and like sure they. I don't know. My friend Dawn has two kids under five, maybe 4 and 2. Mm-hmm. And I read her because I'm a patron of hers.
Right.
Hot Patooties, Donna Porter.
Love her.
And she's been doing like isolation day, whatever, like updates with the kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, potty training
and
like pre-K with kid, like I
so
can't
much.
I texted her today and she texted back in all caps like, it's period, all period, day period. She's like, I'll have a drink at noon, I don't care. It's getting me through this.
You're taking on 4 different new jobs into your world. It overwhelms me, and kudos to moms, teachers, hospital workers, grocery store workers, everyone that's, you know, doing their best.
Like your biggest problem is having to divvy out Scrabble.
Yeah, that I'm playing too much Scrabble. Oh, woe is me. Today we have support from Noom. I've talked about this app before, and I think it's very appropriate now if you're looking to get in shape. We're all trying to figure out how to handle our bodies right now, and this might be something that can help you out. Getting in shape doesn't have to be about losing a specific amount of weight or a magic number on a scale. It's about building healthier habits and feeling better about yourself. If that is fitting into a pair of jeans, that's your goal, great. But there are so many reasons that you might want to practice self-care, and every person is different, and we're all handling it very differently, especially right now. But Noom will make it easy. It's a habit-changing solution that helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. It's based in psychology, so it teaches you why you do the things you do and empowers you with the tools you need to break bad habits and replace them with better ones. It's not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. No food is good, bad, or off limits. Noom teaches moderation and can be used in conjunction with many pre-existing popular diets if you want. Look at all this flexibility. It doesn't tell you what to do and what not to do. It teaches you how to look inside your own mind and make better decisions for yourself. Who doesn't want that? And it has one of the biggest and most accurate food databases available that lets you track meal habits, visualize portion sizes, and see calorie density at a glance. And we're all strapped for time. They ask you to commit only 10 minutes a day for yourself, and you're human. If you go off track, there's no shaming. There's just tips to help you get back on track tomorrow. You can chat with your goal specialist and the Noom community to get and give help to people going through the same things. You guys have even tweeted at us that you do already use this program or this system and it's working for you. And what a better time to work with a specialist and a community, especially community, to get and give help to people that are going through the same things that you are going through. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. So sign up for your trial today at Noom. Noom.com/weird. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/weird to start your trial today. That's Noom, Noom.com/weird.
Oh my God, I have to send you this text.
Oh, okay.
That I got from Mary. 2 days ago. Hold on, let me see.
What happened?
She wanted to see the beans,
right?
I've been allowing her to do, you know, in the same way that you and I will be social distancing doing podcast.
Yeah.
I was like, she gets to go spend the night with Mary once a week. We wear masks, glove handoff, you know, clean, give Beans a bath, all that, but like for her sanity.
Yeah, I'm absolutely.
Like, but then I forgot to like get in touch with her last week about it because these weeks are running together and you can never, you know when it is. Right. I just sent you a picture of the text I got from Mary on Easter.
Okay.
If you want to read it out loud.
Yeah, let me see here. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Yo, comma, all caps, dog withholder, comma, do I get her next week?
Full on caps lock screams, yo, dog withholder. Do I get her? I was like, whoa.
Wow. Mary's coming in hot.
Wow. Yeah. I was like, damn.
Wow.
Getting to her.
I love it. But I love that she still has commas and her grammar's still in place.
It's still impeccable.
I love anything with someone over the age of 40 starting a text with yo.
Yo. It came out of nowhere. I loved it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Speaking of dogs, have you seen that Justin Theroux has been having candlelight dinners with his rescue dog? Every night he makes his dog a little dog sized plate and has a candlelit dinner with his dog.
This is all I want. Why would Jennifer Aniston ever let him go?
I don't know. He's the best. Does she have weird stuff going on?
I don't know, because he's got a great personality. He wrote a bunch of amazing movies.
Right. You told me that.
All that. Now he's does dumb shit like this.
Have
you seen
dog?
His body?
Yeah.
Like, what is going on here?
I don't know. What's wrong with him?
Yeah, I want a thorough investigation.
Get it.
Nailed it. Oh, that is super cute.
God bless him. Yeah, I love it. No, it's like, what a great use of your time and social media energy.
Oh, I'm going to shout this. I'm going to shamelessly plug because I need more eyes on it.
Yeah.
We talked about how I did the Tiny Food Fight show for Facebook Watch with Richard Blaze.
Love.
One Top Chef, one Top Chef Masters. The bitch is amazing. But anyway, it's on Facebook Watch. There's just one episode. Go watch it. It's a really fun 15-minute break from reality.
Totally.
And I just want to make more of them. I need a job.
Yeah.
I need a job on the other side of this.
Go watch it. It's a world that I never knew was so immersive and
it's
complex.
Yes.
Like the stuff that they're doing, like the utensils and the way everything is made and prepared is so delicate and intricate.
It's incredible.
It's nuts.
We need more episodes picked up so Beans can be a judge.
Oh, that hasn't happened yet.
No.
Yeah, you have to.
We got the contract. I did something last night in the kitchen that I was very proud of.
Okay.
Well, we got like just, you know, peel and bake chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Annie's organic chocolate chunk. Did that, but I had gotten chips some butter pecan ice cream.
Mm.
And so I let them cool and I made ice cream sandwiches. And then you had a couple and then you like wrap them up and put them in the freezer. I think making your own ice cream sandwiches
that's amazing.
Is not done enough.
That's a great idea.
It's so good.
It's so easy too.
Ah.
And you feel like you've made this like artisan ice cream
thing. I felt like the queen of 50s moms. Truly.
Oh, I
everyone
love
wanted to spend the night here.
I love it. I did see when I was looking up stuff online this today to talk about that BuzzFeed was reporting that this company Bellasa is giving away free vibrators.
Really?
Yeah. It's
just to help out with loneliness.
I guess so. Times are hard. And so Bellasa, B-E-L-L-E-S-A,
wow,
is giving out vibrators to make social distancing better for everyone. So I don't know if it'll still be happening, but they're giving out thousands of free vibrators.
To be fair, like whatever they're spending on this, they are getting in good PR.
Yeah. I mean, I clicked on him talking about it here. They look great. All it takes is entering your email address. Go to BuzzFeed, look it up if you're interested, guys. Now is the time.
But go get your vibing on.
Right?
Vibe it out. I know. I love seeing all the pictures online of people just like with their magic wands. Just like, me and my boyfriend. That's what it should be. Not taking pictures with your dog having dinner. Just you with your magic wand.
Oh,
with a mustache on it.
I love it. Yeah, dress up the wand.
Maybe I'll take that photo.
Maybe I will. And then cut to tomorrow. Mamrie's got a full photo series.
Totally. I sell it as a coffee table. Book.
I love it.
Oh, did you see? I thought this was so funny. Amy Schumer.
Yes.
Okay.
I can't believe
she changed her kid's middle name because her son's name is Gene and she like the middle name was Attell, like someone's last name, and she did not realize that it sounded like genital.
Gene Attell. Yeah. Like, how did you not realize it?
It's especially with like your comedian brain.
Right,
you gotta look for like what's the things. Like if I had a kid, my number one thing when naming it would be like, what could bullies turn this into?
Right. You're like,
how could bullies make this bad?
What does this rhyme with?
Yes.
What does this slant rhyme with?
Absolutely. Like- Annie, my sister Annie Hart. You know there were fanny farts all over the place.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You really have to be careful. You really have to be, you have to make it like an interesting name, but not too interesting.
But
not too
Gina
unique.
Tell.
Gina Tell. Yeah. And so they changed it to like Jean Ralph or something.
Something. Yeah. Something.
But
I love that.
Also great material for her. So maybe she did it on purpose. Who knows?
I mean.
That's what I thought. I thought at first that it was like, oh, this is a funny thing for your baby.
And then she sobered up from the epidural and was like, maybe we don't do that.
Maybe we change it before the rest of their life is terrible.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Did you see that WWE was declared an essential business in Florida?
Okay.
And I didn't watch WrestleMania this
year. I watched both nights.
Yeah, I didn't watch at all. One, I haven't been watching. And then when I feel like I've been out of the loop, it feels really difficult to get caught up again, even though I can read the blogs or whatever.
Yeah, but also you get caught up, like the rivalries are so slow. It's kind of like I decided to watch Days of Our Lives in sixth grade. Like, I was like, I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
I watch Days of Our Lives.
This is what adults watch.
This is what, yeah, Marlena is kidnapped. I swear to God, I then fell off of it for 2 years, decided to like peek back in 3 years later, and I was caught up in like a commercial
second.
Break.
Yeah.
The storylines are so slow.
Right, right, right.
But no, I watched WrestleMania and two things.
They didn't have an audience this year,
no,
obviously.
You can't. But I thought, well, first of all, they should have added music underneath the matches because if it's just quiet and no crowd.
And there's no ambient crowd
there's
chatter.
There's nothing of that. I would have rather them had like a fake like.
Right.
Or like crowd like.
Yeah.
It's like we add to videos.
Like overdone.
Because it was just silence. So you really got to see which wrestlers are bad at shit talking.
Oh,
because
no.
Because they felt the need to fill the space with noise. Not constant.
Yeah.
But you know, like you have some wrestlers that is like, is that all you got?
Yeah.
Is that all you got?
Because usually.
Is that all you got? It was just like the same shit over and over. Because you're like, oh no, you're bad on the mic. That's why you don't get monologues and shit.
Oh yeah. Because usually you can hear bits and pieces of them shit talking, but it's like drown out with
screaming.
It feels
like a treat.
Yeah, exactly. That it's like, oh, that kind of sounded badass what they said, but I couldn't hear the whole thing.
Now you can hear it all.
Awkward.
It was so awkward. I mean, like, God bless them for still doing it. It gave me entertainment for a couple nights. Show it must go on. But it was also like you and I have talked about a bunch how I had my first panic attack watching Saved by the Bell, the Hawaii episode, because there was no laugh track.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like when Full House would go to Disney World. Like there were certain times
or
where
when
they weren't.
Hot dog doesn't end, you know.
Yeah, hot dog doesn't end. Yeah. Like I felt so terrible. And that's kind of what it felt like.
Oh,
I'm sorry, WWE.
Bummer. Bummer. But yeah, I was wondering if I should go back and try and watch like clips of it, because I was also expecting it to be like more. On Twitter and that sort of thing, but obviously Twitter is reflecting what's happening in the world right now.
Look, all that matters is that Charlotte Flair kept her title.
Oh, hooray!
That's all that matters.
Hooray! I know that's the one big bummer too. I mean, like you said, kudos for them, for the show must go on, but it's also like the cheers and the woo and like all
everything.
That is gone.
Oh no, they were talking to the guy who won the heavyweight championship, which I'm blanking on his name, but we watched an hour of get to know him like the
like
night before and like these people where it's their dream forever and then they're like, yeah, I just won this thing that I've been working towards for 10 years.
Right.
And literally to not one clapping.
Oh, it's so strange. And yeah, or if someone's first WrestleMania, this like Olympic type moment that is just so reduced to just a training session.
I mean, I'm glad I'm not a high school senior this year. Sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah. All of that's tough. All of the missing everything is very difficult.
Well, if any of you guys are in high school and listening to this, please find solace in the fact that like everything kind of sucks.
Everything sucks.
Prom kind of sucks. Graduation kind of sucks. Like it all kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And it's all New Year's Eve expectations.
Exactly. And you'll have so many opportunities, hopefully, in the future to do things similar but better than what you were expecting. Also, if like prom or graduation are what you think is going to be the coolest thing in your whole life,
you're
that's a little problem. That's a little big problem.
Oh, but speaking of social distancing and hanging out,
yeah,
we are doing another live stream on
Friday.
Yeah,
we are.
With Hannah.
Yes, we are on Hannah's channel, youtube.com/hearttoe at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
And the theme is your coping mechanism. So we're going to try to make costumes with whatever's in our house to be what we use as a coping mechanism. I mean, we had two people come to one of our live podcasts as magic wands. And if they hadn't already done that, I might do it.
I know. That's such a great idea. I haven't even started to wrap my brain around what my costume's going to be. But if you guys want to come live stream with us, get dressed up, tweet us you guys dressed up as your coping mechanism.
I love it.
And we'll see what everyone's up to. Mm-mm-mm. It's going to be really fun. I'm trying to see if there's anything else that I didn't cover.
The thing is I've got a couple things.
Yeah.
But I might as well hold on to them for next week because ain't shit going to happen between now and then.
That's very fair. One quick question. Have you listened to any of Jeremy Renner's music?
Is there new music?
There's a new album. He just dropped a new album.
Oh my God.
It's called like Medicine, I think, or something.
Oh my God.
I haven't listened to any of it yet. So You're not missing anything. I just saw people tweeting at us that Jeremy Renner, in the wake of everything being terrible, gifted the world with a new song and a new album announcement.
No, but did I tell you that I found out that Chip likes a Nickelback song? The things you learn in quarantine. No, it was a B-side.
Oh, wow.
I'd never heard of it. And I was like, you like it, Nickelback? He was like, well, to be fair, I had a roommate who liked it, who played it all the time. And like, when you hear something on repeat, you just naturally start to like it when you know the words. And I was just like, I can't believe I have sex with you. I was like, oh no,
oh.
We know too much about each other now.
Well, then if Chip doesn't come to the live stream just as the entire Nickelback, I don't know what's wrong.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's really good. Wow.
We did it again.
Yeah, we did it again. Who knew? We always come into this and we're like, what are we pulling out of our asses
what
to talk about
and literally
today?
Literally, we talked about things in our asses.
In and around.
Scented things up our hoo-haws.
Yeah, put in and around our asses.
Ass adjacent.
Yeah.
Y'all, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/thismightgetweird. It's pretty much our bread and butter these days. It's our job.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Holla.
Go check that out. Also, quick little mention that Elliot and I started a little podcast.
Oh, yeah. Plug.
Yeah. Called Pilot On. That's going up on Fridays on his channel and his YouTube channel and everywhere you guys listen to podcasts. And it's right now about Married at First Sight, the beautiful, terrible reality show,
man,
on Lifetime Network. But it's generally going to be about our thoughts, opinions, conspiracy theories about the reality TV trash that I get him to watch with me.
I was going to say, you've truly... That's a true level of pussy whooped.
Yeah, well, he won't. Married at First Sight is the only one he'll watch right now. He refuses to watch the other stuff at this moment, but Married at First Sight, because he's into psychology and that sort of thing, is fascinating to him. And so it's become a fun thing for us to like dissect on too deep of a level.
Okay, because I tried to convince Chip to start watching the new Bachelor spinoff, Listen to Your Heart, last night.
That's okay.
And literally, it was just the first 2 minutes of like, this is what the season will be.
Uh-uh.
And Chip looked at me and he said, I'm sorry, no. He said no.
Oh, good for Chip. Good for Chip. Because I saw the commercial for that.
It looks
the
so...
I thought it was a parody commercial. I was like, there's no way this is real.
They said... A Star Is Born. This is just like A Star Is Born twice in the first 90 seconds.
I want to throw up into my face covering.
But I might watch it.
I mean, you have to, right? I mean, I'm
gotta
saying-
listen to my heart. Maybe that's my spinoff
Look,
podcast.
I'm saying
listen
all
to
this
heart.
Exactly. I'm saying all this now and cut to me in 12 hours watching that.
Oh, my God. Well, let's go get you your scented toilet paper before I forget.
Woohoo.
This got weird.